Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person.
This week, for very obvious reasons, we have chosen to take a look at the birth chart of Vladimir Putin.
Astrologically speaking, it would be wise to take a look at his chart to see what kind of leader he is, and as a major player on the world stage right now.
Here's what we came up with for his birth data. Vladimir Putin was born on October 7th, 1952 in St. Petersburg, Russia, and there is a listed birth time of 9:30 a.m., but please do note that this part of his birth data has no verified source document.
All right. Nonetheless, we've gone with the 9:30 time frame, and it did not take long for you or I to come to the conclusion that this is very likely to be the correct chart for Mr. Putin.
Right now, we will go over some major points and qualities that prove this chart before going on to some vital questions for this historic time of crisis.
And now, before anyone starts saying that a tough guy like Putin can't be a Libra rising person, Libra the sign of balance and harmony, let me remind you that Hitler was also Libra rising, and so was Hillary Clinton. Libra can be tough. Of course, that's not the only thing going on his chart, as we shall see.
And while we're on the subject of Libra, Putin's first house, let's take note that he has his ruler of the first, Venus, there in the first, strong and unafflicted by malefic aspect. Furthermore, his Venus also rules the eighth house of Taurus, in which his exalted moon is positioned. Thus, Venus deposits the strong moon to itself in Putin's first house of self.
Yeah, so this certainly gives him a great deal of self-confidence, but there is also evidence of some other effects, such as his Venus' tendency towards vanity and self-love, as can be seen in a lot of the shirts-off, manly pose photos of him.
That attribute is quite clearly shown, but let's go on to something more important to understand about the man. It is common knowledge that the bulk of Putin's early career was as a KGB officer who rose through the ranks fairly easily. Among its many significations, the 12th house covers spying, espionage, and even criminal activity, since it is the house of hidden things.
Exactly right, David. Putin's chart would absolutely have to have major 12th house karma from what we know about him. And lo and behold, he has four planets in his 12th house, which include Mercury, the ruler of the 12th house sign Virgo. And this makes this part of the chart inherently strong. Mercury also rules the ninth house of good fortune and destiny, indicating major karma in this part of his life.
There's also a really powerful combination of the Sun and Saturn. The Sun, planet of leadership and authority, plus Saturn, the planet of control, in one of the natural control freak signs of the zodiac Virgo. This makes them a perfect candidate for running some institution. The 12th house is the house of institutions.
Yeah, and it's interesting to note that many successful politicians have the Sun in the 12th house. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton are two who come immediately to mind. It's the planet of power, the Sun, in the 12th house of unknown people. And politicians have power over people who they don't actually know.
There's yet another strong indication of his career and nature shown by the moon's position. For Libra rising, moon is the ruler of the 10th house of career and deeds in the community. And here's the moon in the 8th house of secrets, mysteries, and clandestine activities.
Yes, and it's exalted no less in the sign Taurus. He's obviously super strong in the nefarious deeds department. Also, see here how his natal moon is in the lunar sign Kritika. That's the sign of the general who grew up to lead the army against the demons. Kritika is a lunar sign that shows up in the charts of military people, CEOs, mob bosses, and so on.
And here's another thing which confirms this chart for Putin. We know that he had two older brothers who passed away so young they were already dead long before Putin's birth. His chart clearly shows this because the son who rules the 11th house of elder siblings is in the 12th house of endings, loss, and separation. This combo does not bode well for any older siblings.
Okay, so it sounds like we have enough to confirm his natal chart as the correct one. So let's look at this chart for the present time and the near-term future. How is he likely to react in this international situation, which some have called the Cuban Missile Crisis in reverse? That's, if you are old enough to remember, that was the time that the Russians blinked. And the question is it America's turn to blink this time around?
Well, then, let's check out his planetary periods.
All right. So Putin is currently in his Saturn major period. Saturn is the Yogacarka planet for Libra rising. It's a strong indicator of positive energy for this rising sign. The Saturn major period activates his powerful Sun-Saturn conjunction. That's power plus control.
What about the influence of Neptune, which is only a few degrees away from his Saturn? Neptune indicates fantasy and deception. Could it either augment or take away from the Saturn-Sun combination?
Well, nothing is said about Neptune in the ancient texts. Obviously, they couldn't see it back then. But modern astrologers interpret the conjunction of Neptune and Saturn as making one incapable of being deceived. That's the planet of cold, harsh reality, Saturn, which can see through the deceptions of dreamy Neptune.
So you're saying Putin is not one to be fooled by other leaders bluffing?
More than that, he can even see when someone else is lying to themselves. And with that powerful, strong 12th house in play in Mr. Putin's chart, he's no chump when it comes to behind-the-scenes actions and secret deals. And with his monster strong 12th house, he's no stranger to the use of psyops.
So how about where the planets are transiting in his chart now? I mean, it's a pretty intense situation there in the heavens. Do you think Putin somehow benefits from the situation?
Well, first off, that Saturn-Rahu combination in Libra is now in his first house, and that's pretty significant already. And then you have Mars, the planet of war, correspondingly transiting in his 10th house of public actions. Mars transiting in the 10th is strong for actions. And Venus is now in his first house by transit and powers up his ascendant. It also makes him look good to others.
This sounds like he has a lot of pressure on him right now, but also a measure of added confidence. I mean, he's obviously a tough character with a hell of a lot of savvy just from looking at his natal chart.
Yep. Yeah, he's a powerful opponent, all right, and you better have your own A-game on to go up against him, because he definitely has his A-game on. Obama had better not tangle with Putin, because Putin, even when pushed hard, well, he's not going to blink.
And it sure looks like it's getting down to brass tacks and brass knuckles over this issue of Syria. And Putin is no fool. He knows Iran is next on the chessboard. In any case, my view is that Obama's chart is weaker than Putin's. And I would say that when you lay the transits over each man's chart, Putin is also in a better position than Obama during this crisis.
Yes, it's true. Putin is naturally a better fighter. Just take a look at his natal Mars in his third house of skills and talents, whereas Obama has his natal Mars in his eighth house, where it actually can cause more problems for him.
Isn't it interesting that they are both in their respective Saturn major periods? Clearly both leaders must be feeling the weight of their responsibilities.
Yes, David, and both have that Saturn-Mars-Rahu combination transit happening in a critical part of their chart. For Obama, it's in the 7th and 10th houses, and for Putin, it's in the 10th and the 1st house. It's hard to say who is under more pressure.
So who do you think wins this contest, Ron?
Well, David, I'm not sure that's the right question. Both leaders have to function inside a much larger context. They both have their own domestic political circumstances to deal with. And then there's always the reality of further developments that they actually don't control. It's not like they are opponents so much as players in a larger quagmire of circumstantial karma. That's the power of Saturn, the reality check planet, which is influencing both of them.
All I have to say is that the Middle East is one hell of a wild card on the table.
Yeah, all right. And with that, we will wrap up this segment of our show. So until next week.